Dr. Cacho, let's talk a little bit. You had the students from the Missouri Colleges Scholars Fund. They were out here today. They had a chance to tour your facility here in St. Charles and, of course, out on the farm, Green Acres. What do you hope that the students who've had a chance to visit Novus will be able to walk away with?
Our hope is really for them to get a glimpse at what a science and math degree can do for them out in the quote-unquote real world. To have the experience of meeting face-to-face with scientists, experience our LEED Platinum certified building, as well as be amongst the first people to visit our Green Acres research farm, I think that they will forever at least keep in their head the way that they can apply their training.
Of course, a lot of these students, they're not necessarily animal agriculture, which Novus is known for, but there's room in your company for people from a wide variety of backgrounds, isn't there?
Absolutely, and we tried to showcase that with our employees giving back and serving the community by being part of the program today and telling them about their background, some of them in science, some of them in marketing, some having gym trainer experience and yet still finding a way to serve Novus's mission and vision. So though they're science students, we hope that they will have new ideas, go on and do other things, and always keep today in mind.
Of course, and I'm sure that maybe this is, for a longer term, maybe a recruitment tool for you when you want these people to come back after they've graduated and come work with you.
Well, certainly, as we try to formalize our pipeline of future Novus employees, this will play a critical role because Novus is a fairly unique company, not only in the U.S., but globally. It's very rare that you find a company that understands that customer needs differ by different geographic areas, customer needs differ by different economic points, and see value in all of that. And so some of what we've been able to exchange with the students today would play very strongly should they be considering a career that's attractive here at Novus.
And, of course, I guess, kind of coming back to why they're here in the first place, Novus is involved with the Missouri Colleges Fund. Why are you guys a contributor to that? Why do you see that as important?
And the largest plank in our relationship with Missouri Colleges Fund is Novus's commitment to encouraging a pipeline of young people to innovate in science and mathematics as it relates to health and nutrition for livestock, as well as the human area. And so Missouri Colleges Fund offers us a structure to reach out to at least 16, if not more, young people to attract them to our industry and to attract them to our mission and vision of feeding the world sustainable food and improving the quality of life. So we appreciate that Missouri Colleges Fund, 100% of our donation goes to the student. It is for private small colleges that we otherwise would have to invest a lot more to reach those students.
Yeah, and of course, as you mentioned, you're talking to the students who will visit here today, but they're going to talk to their friends, and their friends are going to talk to their friends, and it's going to build for Novus, and it's going to build for them.
Absolutely, and I think that as we as a world, as a globe, have just come through a commodity crisis, a financial crisis, it's really important to get nodes of folks out there saying, hey, look, we can do something to respond to these crises and make a difference in our future. I think young people are often challenged, especially in blessed in economic environments like we have here in Missouri, to think, how can we contribute to changing the world tomorrow? And hopefully through Missouri Colleges Fund and today here at Novus, they've gotten some ideas on how they can be part of tomorrow in a meaningful way.
Dr. Cacho, I appreciate you talking to us. Anything else you'd like us to understand about Novus's involvement with these students today?
Well, I think that certainly the power of the network is something that they have walked away with, that their network now includes Novus and all the Novus employees that have shared their experiences with them, and that this network can go to feeling less frustrated at a minimum to face the problems with science and technology together.